Please don't take me away. Please don't take me away. Please don't take me away. Please don't take him away from me. I know it's late and you're asleep, but I had a nightmare. Can I cuddle next to you, please? Just for a little bit until I calm down. I had a nightmare again. The same nightmare I always have. The one where I was lost. I was so lost. And my master found me. And took me away from you. I know. I never really talk about him. You know, you said that my past doesn't matter. He liked to call me his little rape kitten. He said I was only good for taking cock, and that's all he ever wanted me for. Every night, he would go out and get drunk, and when he got home, he wanted to use me. He'd find me and drag me by my collar to the bed, throwing me onto my stomach. He was so strong and scary, I would just freeze, and then he would get on top of me, pinning me down on the bed. He forced my legs apart, and then I would feel it, his cock, hard and angry, pushing between my legs. I would yelp as the head of his big cock found my entrance and forced his ways into me. I would cry and tell him to stop, but that only made him harder. He told me that he liked that his cock was painful to me. He liked that I would struggle. He would lock his arm around my throat and choke me as he raped me. He would laugh when I begged him to let me breathe. He liked the way I would whimper and sob when he would whisper nasty things into my ear, telling me that I was a stupid, useless kitten that's only good for my holes. That I was nothing more than a crying cock sleeve. That he's going to replace me when my fuck holes get all used up. That he was going to breed me as he came inside me again and again. When he was finished, he would lay on the bed and he would make me kneel between his legs and lick his cock clean. Sometimes he would get hard again, and I would have to suck him off until his balls was completely drained. Usually, he would pass out soon after, but even after he falls asleep, I was supposed to keep his cock in my mouth. So I would lay there, keeping his sleek, soft cock warm in my mouth, breathing in his musky scent until he woke up again. If he woke up and his cock was not in my mouth, he would slap me awake and punish me with a throat fuck. If I kept his cock in my mouth throughout the night, he would let me suck him off slowly until he grunted and shot his morning load into my mouth. His cum would be my only breakfast, so I would swallow it eagerly, and he would laugh and call me a cum-hungry bitch. I hated him so much, but I hated his friends more. When he would bring his friends over to party, he would chain my collar to the bathroom sink, and he would tell his friend that they were free to use my mouth if they wanted their cocks sucked. So throughout the night, his friends would enter the bathroom, unzip their pants, and make me suck their cocks. They were always careful to not abuse me when Master could see, but in the bathroom, they would take out their drunken lust on me. They would fuck my face hard, gripping my hair, forcing themselves deep into my throat. They would shoot it onto my face, my mouth, my hair, my tits, until I was covered in their cum. One time, one of his friends said he wanted to use my pussy, so he tried to pull me up and bend me over the sink. I yelled at him and said that only Master gets to use my pussy, but he didn't care. He began to rub his cock against my entrance, so I began kicking at him until I nailed him right in the balls. He left the bathroom in a huff and told Master that I tried to bite his cock. I cried and tried to tell Master the truth, but he didn't believe me. Master said I would have to be punished. I could feel the blood rush from my head, and I fell limply to the ground. I didn't know what Master had planned for me. Master dragged me to a table and laid me on my back on top of it. He had the men hold my arms down, while two men held open my legs, holding them back towards my legs. He positioned me to my bottom hung just a bit off the edge of the table. They were all so strong, I couldn't move, even if I hadn't been frozen by fear. Master announced that every man in the room would get a turn to fuck my ass, and he would give out a prize to whoever could make me cry the loudest. I started crying that I hadn't done anything wrong, that I was innocent, but that I didn't deserve to be punished. But no one cared. They were all looking at me hungrily, already imagining their cocks inside me. The man who accused me got to be first. He told me I should have just been a good little kitten, and then he thrusted his slimy cock into my butthole. He told me I should have just been a good little kitten, and then he thrusted his slimy cock into my butthole. I started crying as he raped me and all I could see between the tears was the ugly smirk on his face. That ugly smirk and the pig-like grunts he made as he fucked my helpless body. He fucked my ass hard, and I cried and screamed in pain, but there was nothing I could do. I started to struggle, but he held my arms and my legs tight. I couldn't move. I couldn't avoid. I was completely exposed, completely vulnerable, completely humiliated in front of all these men. Eventually, he growled hard and shot his cum inside my butt. I could feel it pulsing as he shot rows of cum inside me. I cried when I felt it leaked out when he pulled out of me. He wiped himself off on my thighs and made room for the next man. I barely had time to savor the emptiness inside my ass before it was filled again with cock, and the crying began again. They called me an anal cock sleeve in a butthole cum bucket. They laughed and high-five each other as I cried myself unconscious. I would black out only to wake up again and see a new man thrusting and grunting like an animal between my legs. My world was the cock inside my ass and the cum dripping on my thighs and down my butt cheeks. When everyone was done, it was Master's turn. He was as violent and uncaring like the others, but he knew all of me in ways they didn't. He knew all the parts where he could hurt me, and he knew all the parts which would make me feel so good. And he began mixing the two until I couldn't tell if I was crying from pain or pleasure. Master made me scream and scream as I came, as his hard cock spurred his semen deep inside my ass. No one could dispute that he won his own contest. They left me there when they were done, disgusting and humiliated and violated. Now that they were finished using me, I was just a piece of trash that nobody has bothered to throw out if it looked at me at all. Afterwards, Master took me to the bathtub to clean me up, and for once, he was almost gentle. He said he was proud of me that I would refuse to let someone else use my pussy, that I made sure I was only for him. He said he had believed me, but didn't want to lose face in front of his friends. I wasn't sure what to say, so I just thanked him for cleaning me. For a little while after that, he was almost nice to me. He was still rough, but his jokes were a little less hurtful. His throat fucking a little more gentle. Sometimes I began to feel he would wait until I would come before coming himself. I don't know. Maybe I had just been punished so roughly that the everyday pains seemed like nothing in comparison. I don't know. then, one day, I was laying in my sunny spot at home when the doorbell rang. It was his friend, the mean one that accused me. I told him that Master was not home yet and would be for a few hours. And he told me that Master told him that he could stay and wait for him. I let him in, and he took out a small box from his coat and offered it to me. He said he felt bad for what he had done to me and wanted to give me a cupcake as a peace offering. He seemed real nice for once, and his usual smirk looked like an extra smile. I was rarely given food, much less anything sweet, and it looked so delicious I didn't think twice about taking it and scoffing it down like the hungry kitten I was. He sat down on the couch and told me to suck his cock while we waited for Master. Since Master often let his friends use me, and probably because I felt so good that he fed me, I obeyed. I knelt between his legs and began to suck. He let his head back and gently stroked my hair as I licked and sucked on him. He told me that I was such a pretty little kitten and how much he wished he had one like me. I felt lightheaded and happy that the nice word he was telling me. None of his friends were ever this nice to me. I thought maybe if I sucked him really good, he would continue being nice to me in the future. So I did my best, using my mouth to please him. He told me that Master often bragged about breeding me, yet no matter how many times he fucked me, he was never able to. He told me that maybe I just needed a real man between my legs to give my heated little pussy a real load of semen. He said he liked to breed stupid little kittens like me. He wasn't using his nice voice anymore. I started to get scared and tried to get up, but my legs began to fail. He gave me a little push and I fell on my back and everything started to go dark. When I regained consciousness, he was on top of me, grunting and thrusting, and his cock was inside me, inside my pussy, inside the pussy that Master owned. I tried to move, tried to stop him, but I couldn't. He noticed I was awake, and he told me how good my pussy felt. He told me how hot and wet and tight and welcoming it was. He told me how my pussy needed his cock so badly, and how he's waited for so long to have my pussy to himself. He told me it was so good, he already came inside me twice, and he was close to pumping one more load into me. He said he was going to empty his balls into my pussy, and I better not tell Master, even when my belly gets big. He said I better say that it was my Master's, because if Master's ever found out different, I would be punished. I knew he was right, and I couldn't stop him. I couldn't stop him. It was coming inside me for the third time, filling up my pussy completely when the front door opened and Master discovered us. He was very angry. He beat his friend in front of me while I covered my eyes and my ears. The sounds of his fist pounded in the air. It seems to take forever, but finally, Master kicked him out of the house. And I knew it would be my turn. I curled up into a ball, waiting for it. I was sobbing and telling him it wasn't my fault. Master screamed that I was dirty. Master screamed I was worse than worthless. Master screamed it was time to get rid of a stupid, useless kitten that did nothing but cry. He grabbed me by the hair and dragged me outside. I was so scared. He threw me in the back of his truck and drove into the city. The night air was so cold, whipping around me, and he was driving so fast. I thought about just jumping out of the moving truck, and whatever happens, what happened. I thought maybe it would be better, and maybe I would have, but I didn't even have the energy to drop myself up. Finally, we stopped, and he dragged me out of the truck and threw me into the alleyway. He told me that if I wanted to be a stupid whore, and I should go be one. And then he got back into his truck and drove away. Drove away like I was nothing to him. I thought he would come back, so I stayed in the alley where he left me. The hours turned into days, and the days turned into weeks. I had nothing, and nowhere I could go. I let men use me for a bit of money or some food. I'll take them to the back of the alley, and I'll do whatever they want. Anything they wanted. All sort of sick and nasty things. They didn't care how mean or cruel they were to a helpless little kitten. And I was so hungry and so cold and so alone. I became the whore that Master said I should be. And that's when you found me. And you brought me into your pretty little house and fed me all of your yummy food. And you took me to your tub and wrapped me up in your hands and washed all the dirty parts of me. All the filthy parts of me. The nasty, disgusting, used up parts of me. And you carried me to my pretty little room and tucked me in my pretty little bed. And you taught me with every smile on your face, with every brush of my hair, with every moment I get to curl up next to you, you taught me that maybe I could be pretty too. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. I'm crying so much. I'm just a stupid crying kitten. And you always have to wipe my tears away. All I wanted to be is a pretty kitten. Oh, I've ever wanted to be is a pretty kitten. And all I ever wanted to be is a pretty kitten. Do you really mean that? Do you really think I'm still pretty? Even after you heard all those horrible things that happened to me, even after all the horrible things I did, all the terrible, awful things they made me do, you still think I'm pretty? You still think I'm worth something? Sometimes I fall into a dark place inside myself, and I can feel my past start to close in around me. And sometimes I'm afraid I'll never get out, that I'll never be freed. But I find myself starting to crawl, hand over hand, foot over foot, inch by inch, because I know that at the end of a tunnel, at the end of my tunnel, is the warmth of your smile and your caring hands and the way you laugh when we play and the way the sunshine lights up your eyes when you read me your books. And I keep crawling because that's where I want to be. My past can't take that away from me. I won't let it take you away from me. I just want my nightmares to go away forever. And I want my dreams to be with you. My dreams to be of you. I'm sorry for dumping all this on you. Thank you for listening to me. I know I told you a lot. Maybe too much, but maybe talking and crying it out helps. Is it okay if I sleep with you for the rest of the night? It's just so warm next to you. You put your arm around me? No, it's nice right here, where I can put my hands on top of yours. I'm your little spoon? That's silly. I'm not your spoon. I'm your kitten. No, this is good. This is good. I like feeling so surrounded by you. I feel so safe, so protected, so loved. I want to stay here. It is okay if I just stay here. To stay here forever.